Teachers Off Duty. For those of you who might not be super familiar with us, my name is Rebecca Rogers. I'm R. Rogers World on all social media.
I am Tell Williams, or Mr. Williams, pre-K on social media.
I was like, wait, where is he?
Over here.
It's your turn because he messed up the...
You messed up the order again.
I thought we always go over.
Me, Tell, Bree, Lauren. That we always do that.
That's why I looked at you.
We've always done that because that's the order that we sat in at the other place.
But did we have a conversation about this?
It's just like an unspoken thing.
No, we did not.
You know how like the kids sit in their seats, even when you don't have assigned seats. It's like an unspoken thing. Like they sit in their seats.
I don't like this podcast enough because y'all just be making up stuff.
We're gonna redo that.
Yeah. Why?
Because it looked really angry. Like, we all looked very pissed off. Every single one of us did.
Don't delete it.
I think we should re-enter.
Okay, we can re-enter. That's fine.
I am Tell Williams, or Mr. Williams Pre-K on all social media.
I am Bree Richardson, or Honest Teacher Vibes on all social media.
First, I thought we were doing the same. Then we were mixing it up. Anyway, whatever. I'm Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in Fifth on all social media.
You can't mess with, like, what's... it's.
You can't right. tell me. You it's can't tell me two mixed order. Messages and then say, go. And I'm like, which one are we doing?
So stressed out. If you
I
don't
can't,
know.
My anxiety can't handle that.
Oh, my gosh.
We've had to restart multiple times because we weren't sure, like, what
and
order
I told them we should not have restarted because our people love who we are, which is a hot mess.
Who we are is the order of me, Tell, you, Lauren.
But we never, I feel like we never discussed this order. Like, when did we have this conversation? It's y'all like to be making up stuff.
You know how, like, when you don't have assigned seats in a classroom and, like, you let the kids sit wherever, but it's like an unspoken thing. You don't talk about it, but that becomes,
that's
like, their
chair.
Seat. That's my chair. That's my seat.
That's what they do at
like
Baptist
parking
churches.
Spots. Everyone, there's a parking spots.
Them little old ladies at Baptist churches, don't let them walk in and you be sitting in your seat, even if you're a visitor. That's my seat. What would Jesus do, ma'am? He would not make that person get up out there.
Is he awake?
At 8:10 a.m. in the morning. If it ain't 10, the Lord is asleep.
But something that I think every teacher, even non-teachers in their own workspace, can agree with, that we would not survive the craziness that is our careers if it wasn't for our teacher besties or
Absolutely.
Your work besties if
Absolutely.
You're not a teacher.
Absolutely.
I know I wouldn't. And I've taught at two different schools, and I don't think I would have survived without my absolute best friend.
You always need somebody that you can go to.
Yes.
And like, it depending on the day, your teacher bestie either keep you from getting fired or quitting your job.
Yeah.
It just depends on what the day is.
My teacher bestie, when I wanted to leave my last school, literally printed out my resignation. So like,
that's a good friend. That's a good friend. She quit. She tired of y'all foolishness. She
I was
quit.
Like, what do you I'm think jelly. I should do? And he just handed me the form. I was
See,
like, oh,
my,
yeah.
My teacher bestie, okay, the people do not realize, like, teachers, the kids got behavior plans. Teachers, I feel like sometimes we need behavior plans because, bro, I got anxiety and stuff, too. It's certain things that trigger me. So if something happens and I'm in a heightened state, it takes a minute for me to calm down. So people, like, I used to teach in our sixth grade building, and my teacher bestie was a guy that was, like, right next door to me. So if my kids ticked me off or something made me mad, I would literally march right next door.
Yeah.
Now everybody in my school know when I'm mad because the sixth grade building and the seventh grade building are far away. Like, they're not in the same, like, building. So the sixth grade building is in a building by itself. So I have to march myself down that crosswalk to the sixth grade building, and I'll text him and be like, where you at? And he's like, I'm in such and such room. I'm like, here I come, because these people got me messed up. And then I go marching down to the sixth grade building, and they're like, Richardson must be mad about something. And I, like, bust up in his classroom. I'm like, let me tell you who these people think they is. They got me messed up. He, like, tell a friend, go ahead, say what you need to say. And then I'm like, after like 20 minutes of saying a lot of cuss words, and then I'm like, okay, I feel better. Now I can go back up there. But babe, I'll be marching down there to the sixth grade when I need to complain.
I
love that you just have to, like, get it off your chest. Like,
I have to,
absolutely.
Though. If I keep it, I don't want to blow up on the kids.
Right.
But because I'm like, no, you need to get that out. Your teacher bestie, like, if I couldn't afford, like, a counselor, thank you for being my free counselor.
It's right. Not even just, like, the kids, though, because I know, I cannot even tell
adults,
you the number of emails that I've gotten from admin that the moment I look at it, I just stand up and my little legs, like, sprint down the hallway and I peek into my best friend's room. Did you just get that email?
Yeah, and what the shouty caps be about? Well, you ain't got to shout at me and caps.
Right.
And don't add no two exclamation marks. What you hollering for? You better keep that same energy when you come talk to me, because you weren't hollering in my face. Why you hollering in this email?
Oh, I'm not even talking about like being mad at an email, just like the stupidest emails ever of like, did you just get the email? No? Okay, well, I want to see your face when you read it. Like, I just have to.
The funny thing is, too, is I feel like administrators, and not all of them, obviously, but I think sometimes they like get like self-conscious or worried that there's a lot of, I call it like the clucking hen syndrome, when like everyone starts talking with each other.
That's what my teacher bestie calls our older teachers.
I think they like get nervous about that, but I'm like, I don't think you understand, like, some of it is just like pointless, like complaining.
Oh,
but like
yeah.
a lot of it is like, if we are able to talk to someone else at the school, then we're not going to have a conversation with you that never needed to happen because we just had a vent. Like,
right.
Like, I was really upset that you used that period in that way in that email? No, yeah. I was sensitive that day. Right. But because I talked to someone about it beforehand, I didn't go to you and be like, are you mad at me?
You put okay in a period. Are you trying to fire me?
Yeah. Like,
okay, I'm like, I'm going to be like extra quiet this episode because I really don't have a lot to add to this. Like,
it makes me sad.
I don't have a teacher bestie.
We're your teacher bestie. What are you talking about?
We don't teach at the same school. Okay, so at my old school, I taught at a really large, like, inner city school. And there were a lot of us, but what?
She bout that life.
But they, like, it was kind of clicky. A little clicky.
Supposed to be clicky sometimes.
We were just having this conversation how in real life, like, we're loud and annoying to other people, but like on the internet, people like that. So like we fit in there. But like that's how I felt at my old school, is I didn't fit in because I was just obnoxious, I feel like.
They're obnoxious.
So at my new school, my new school is teeny tiny. Like it's real, real small.
How many kids?
600 in the whole district.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
What's the graduating class?
Like 32.
Oh, if you don't get along with your friends,
yeah.
32, you that's in a like rough. A small town?
Yeah, where I teach. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely not. Oh my god.
Yeah, no. I love it. Wow. I love it. It's got its pros and cons, but I love it where I teach now. Yeah, but like
that's good.
But yeah, like there are only two. Like I teach fifth grade. There are only two fifth grade teachers.
That's my fifth grade insane. Teacher.
The other fifth grade teacher is much older than I am and just in a different stage of life.
Right.
So we don't really, you know,
get along.
Not that we don't get along, but we aren't BFFs. I'm not going to go like running to her and be like, oh my God. So like,
girl, so, let me tell you that thing.
But I am lucky that I have like in my classroom, I have like two or three adults in there at all times because it's me. And then I have an aide that works with my students. And then I also have an intervention specialist who comes
in. Wait, you have a teacher's aide?
I do because of a student.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my teacher's aide is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like she'll let me rant every now and then.
Yeah.
But like my intervention specialist, like we're pretty similar. So I would say if I had a teacher bestie, it'd probably be her. But we definitely, you know, have to sit and go, can you believe what the, you know, rant a little bit, but yeah, I really don't. Like, I don't have someone that I'm like, hey, like, did you get that email? I don't have that.
It's hard to make that step because I think like in your mind, like in so many other places of work, right? It is so appropriate, almost like encouraged that you're like super good friends with your colleagues.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's not the case in teaching, but there's such a weird line of maintaining and having to be like more professional than any other profession, I think.
So
I think there's the nerve-wracking thing of like, are they in this mindset of like, get to work, do your job and go? Or are they kind of more like, do you want to go like have dinner after work and like just chat it up or something like that?
Right.
Like, and I think that's like, you don't know if that person is okay with making that jump. And I think that I always get very nervous about that.
Yeah, no, my anxiety is very much with like me and new people. Like I'm unaware of how people are going to take me.
And I just be all up in their face when I first
meet
them.
I'm always afraid that people are going to like, you know, perceive me in a different way than I think I come across. So I'm always like very shy and kind of quiet when I first meet people. And that's how we were. Like when we all first met, I was real quiet. Mm-hmm.
That's why we thought she was mean.
Right. For those of you who don't already know.
For the longest time, I was like, I bet she mean.
Like before I even met you though,
we were judging you.
Wasn't it?
Which was so bad on our part. I was like, she just looked mean. She is literally, you are literally one of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life.
I can't believe we thought you were mean. And Lauren goes, wait, what?
And I know. You thought I was mean?
Explain the story.
It seems like light years away. I'm like, well, I can't believe I ever thought you were mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like they were you like, are you like on the phone about it or what?
We were talking about it.
There was an email chain, I'm not gonna lie.
Shut up.
Do you think that maybe some of it though is like you have like a gigantic following.
Oh, yeah.
And you're young. And so do you think that some of it is just like maybe all these teachers want to be your friends, but you're like unobtainable? You're like,
well, and it's funny you say that.
I think we viewed you like that. I think we
it's
were
funny
like.
You say that because it, at my school, okay, I just had a preclinical teacher this last semester. And like, I was very open with her about like the fact that I'm on social media and everything. Mm-hmm. And she thought it was really cool. And, you know, I was super nice to her and helpful. And then one day my principal, who is great and I also am pretty close with, like, mm-hmm. calls me into her office and is like, hey, I need you to like talk to your teacher. And I was like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Like, what happened? And she said, well, you didn't do anything. It's just that she looks up to you and she thinks like you're amazing. And she is intimidated by you.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what
and I was like, I'm not intending to try and be intimidating.
You're literally
like,
one of the sweetest people I've ever met.
Thank you, because I really try to be. And then, but it's not, like, it's not the first time I've heard that.
Right.
Yes. Like, even my high school speech kids that I coach tell me how scary I am all the time. I'm like, I am not scary.
The nicest person
ever. I think there's this idea, because also, like, if you look at us on social media, because I get this all the time, mm-hmm. on social media and on my videos, I'm super smiley and I'm excited, and anytime I'm not smiling, like, my kids have told me that I have really bad RBF.
Oh, I do too.
I have never been told that a damn hard RBF.
See, but like sometimes it's like we were talking earlier how sometimes when we do podcast stuff, like, we're turn taking and we just are sitting and waiting, and during that time, like, I'll just sit
and
there
it comes
very
across
still
like we're
quiet.
Mad about something.
Yes.
Wrong with you?
That's why I felt like I needed to say, I'm like, I'm not gonna have a whole lot to say
because people are gonna be like, she's angry before those cameras started rolling.
What also makes me giggle is like the idea of like being what you were talking about of being anxious, mm-hmm. of not understanding other teachers' mindset. But my best friend, like, we laugh about this now, but two years ago, I just chose him as my teacher best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he before was known as, you know, the hermit. He didn't really like talk to other teachers.
Becca
he
was like, oh, no, you gonna
and
talk
I just
to
like
me.
Decided right. we were gonna be best friends, and I just started like walking into his room talking to him, and I remember some of the kids were like, are you two friends? And he just sits there for a second. He goes, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Like, but you know what? That's how all of us got together, because Becca literally just showed up in my comment section one day.
Right.
And I was like, who the heck is this? Showed up in my comment
section.
Becca
just shows up. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I say that all the time.
I will never forget. We were already friends, and I used to watch Mr. Williams videos all the time, and I was like, man, I really want to be his friend. Becca was like, say less. Bro, like, a day later, so we were like all friends, and I was like, man, Becca, like, she
I will so I the few things that I will actually brag about myself for, I'm a really good teacher. I
Come
know
on,
I'm
friend.
A good
Talk
teacher
about it.
And I'm a really excellent social networker.
Yes, you
I just,
are. Yes, you
I
are.
Just say, like, and I work really hard. Those are the three things that I will, like.
She added another one. Girl, like, I thought you
and,
said
and
those.
And I work really
just
hard.
Four or five
and
more things.
Just no, thing. Those are the three things that I will always live by. I'm a fabulous teacher. I'm an excellent social networker. And I work really
right.
hard.
You do work really hard. Girl, facts confidence. On top of facts.
I am
I like
a
that.
Terrible teacher.
Oh
I
my
have
gosh.
No idea how to use the
I gave all
social
my kids
webs.
Scabies.
And yeah, like all my kids. No. It's
I remember,
there's just no.
I remember first meeting you. I just like, I showed up in your I live, you I think. I literally went to your live stream and was like, hey, do you want to be my friend? And you were like, yes. And so then I sent you a message and I was like, do you want to be in a teacher group chat? And you were like, yes.
It was such a weird. So, my first year teaching, and for those pre-K teachers out there, or do early childhood, it's like I've said before, it's two people in a classroom. So you either, and you're with each other all day.
Yeah.
So you either get along or you don't. And
right.
there's no they're fine. Like, we work together.
Right, yeah.
So the first teacher I had, I don't know how to explain this because I've never had this happen before. Before students got there and after students left, I loved her. When students were there, she was terrifying. And so that was my first year teaching.
Oh, no.
My second year, they were like, we're going to, I called her before doing this. I hadn't talked to her in a second. I was like, hey, Christy, I have to talk to you real quick. So Christy was I met her my second year teaching. They said, mm-hmm. we're going to pair you up with Christy. You guys are going to get along like amazingly. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was super nervous. I don't remember having surface level conversation with her. We met. And then we went to our site at our school, and our classroom was sandwiched in between two other classrooms, and it was, mm-hmm. like, made. And we're like, yeah, this isn't gonna work for us. Like, we just instantly like hit it off, talked about, like, had a deep conversation. I loved Christy, and she was just like there and showed up. And I think that, like, you have to have that. You have to have that.
Yes, you have
that
to have
person. Right. And I was with her all for, we were co-teached for 5 years. Like, the, we stopped, we stopped co-teaching because she like switched to like private school, fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And I, or maybe third, I don't remember what grade. And then I moved. Like, that's why we stopped doing that. But I remember then moving to the Philadelphia area, and my classroom was really hard. So, like, I was really close with the first teacher I was co-teachers with, and the ones that started our classroom. But then when I moved to the pre-K classroom, because that's, like, what I was supposed to teach. I was in there for 3 months. When I got in there, I went through 4 different assistants because the kids were
a lot.
And so we would get so close and be so hard because, like, we were friends and, like, got along. And most of the times we would, like, we went to dinner, we would grab, like, go to, like, happy hour. But they were just like, this is too much. Like, I need to go to a different classroom because it was hard. And I don't know if it's because I would just shut it off or disassociate when I was there. So when you reached out to me, I was in this weird spot where I was like, I had gone through so many assistants and I was still friends with my colleagues at work, but it's different when you're in a room all day with someone. So when you reached out and I was doing social media, it felt very isolating.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Yeah.
The first video I ever posted blew up right away. Wow. And then I was sitting there, have no idea how to use TikTok, have no idea how to use Instagram.
I'll never forget you saying that. I'm like, bro, how do you not know how to
idea. Do you know how long I went on TikTok without knowing you could cut a video?
Oh my God. Okay. I went so long without knowing that there was a timer so you didn't have to hold the red
Becca
button.
Showed me.
Yeah. I know specifically what video. So do you remember the trend where it was like the sexy back trend, but you would put pictures of guys from a TV show and it would be like, go ahead, keep going with, or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. So I had the people from Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. And you're supposed to like walk across the screen and like you're moving in the
show. Me this at the airport.
And so like if you're watching the video, you'll see what I'm doing. But like I had my phone. I was like, how do people do this? So I'm like holding down the button going,
it was
like, it looks so
one of
weird.
The funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Because she's like, she's holding it and she's like going like this. She's like,
and then very quickly after that I made other TikTok friends and they could teach me things.
Becca taught me a lot about TikTok, cutting videos, the timer, how to change the, you know, where you wanted a sound to be, etc. But
that's what I don't know. You have to teach me the sound.
My besties are actually like TikTok teacher besties.
Okay, yeah.
That's a teacher bestie, though.
Yeah, that's a teacher bestie. Yeah, I just wish I had one in the building every day.
Yeah. I get that.
Because sometimes it's better when you don't have to explain what you're talking about.
Yeah,
they
just know you.
They already know because they experienced it with you. So when you're like, okay, bear with me, or just, like, I'm going to tell you a story and just say that this was the worst thing that happened to anyone.
Right. Like, it'd be nicer if I could just be like, could you believe?
Right.
Yeah, I would
rather
just do that.
My teacher bestie this year, she has literally the best facial expressions I have ever seen on anybody. Like, if the kids, like, irritate her, like I can just look over at her and tell what kind of mood that she's in by her facial expressions.
Is there any like time that you know when you're going into like a professional development that you cannot sit by someone?
Oh, 100%.
Like, I don't know. This is, I knew I was mature when, I'm not mature at all, but I knew that I was somewhat mature when I walked into a PD one time and I purposefully did not sit by the people I went to because I was like, I know this is going to be a rough meeting and I'm going to get in trouble.
Isn't that funny that we expect kids to do that?
Oh, man.
Sit by the kid that's going to get you in trouble. And then we go to a meeting and sit by the person that's going to get us in trouble.
Such hypocrites.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk while I'm talking. Us, the entire PD. You see her.
I have a really silly story.
Why are you doodling in your notebook? Me, on the computer.
Right. I am not shopping. Why they be up there talking?
Well, I actually had like an old high school friend of mine send me. She's a teacher now. Also, a lot of my old high school friends are now teachers, and she sent me a story like for some, I think she sent it for another episode, but it works. One of her teacher besties was out sick for a little while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, after a little, she thought it'd be really cute if the kids made get well cards, right?
Yeah.
And so later one of the kids comes up to her and goes, did they ever find that teacher? And she looks at him, she's, what do you mean? He thought they were missing flyers.
Okay, that is genuinely so funny.
Hey, did we not discuss Miss Nelson?
Right, right.
She went,
he's like, are they, why are they on the milk cartons? Like,
and I thought it's like gosh, so innocent, but so cute.
Oh my gosh.
I think
gosh.
She does elementary school.
Did they
so
ever find
cuter.
That teacher? Oh my gosh. Y'all, I will never forget my first year teaching. My teacher, bestie, my first year, she didn't do tears. And I'm like, when I get stressed out, I literally will burst into tears. Mm-hmm. So I remember, like, y'all know how stressful your first year teaching is. There just is a lot going on. It's an absolute dumpster fire, like whatever. So I go, something happened, and like in our PLC meeting, because those are like,
can you explain
not
PLC again? Because you said it before, and I think I made up the acronym.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what it stands for, but it's like our data.
It's also,
it's like planning and data.
Okay,
means.
Okay, okay.
Isn't it also, well, maybe it's different than what
professional
I was thinking.
Professional learning,
I always,
something.
I thought credits. You were always talking about PLTs.
What is that?
PLTs when in our district credit. Is like, so in high school, you have the social studies department, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your PLT would be all the American history teachers.
I'm sorry, our producer just fact checked. The C stands for credit. I don't have an earpiece in.
Once again, I put that on my chalkboard for things I know. I'm gonna keep track of the little itty bitty facts that I know because I don't know many of them.
I cannot. So I went upstairs.
What?
Oh, I lied. He said it is community.
Dang, I gotta erase that.
Professional learning community.
I don't trust that.
Yeah, my professional learning community is when I go complain to my teacher bestie in her classroom. So I walked upstairs and I'm like about to start boohooing. And I get upstairs to my teacher bestie and I'm like, and she goes, and like pats me on the back. Like
with the broomstick.
She didn't know what to do. And I was like, I'm never crying in front of you again. And she was just like, so I went and found somebody else because I'm going to find somebody to cry
like,
to.
A couple of times I've had other like co-teachers or not co-teachers, co-workers that like I would have like a rough day and go to complain or just vent about it. And I like my feelings would be like downgraded and like, well, you.
Yeah, no. Watch
I'm
out.
Like.
That's how you get cut. That's how you get cussed out.
You have to find someone that like, I was talking about it with you beforehand. I was like, Christy was amazing. I don't want to like a Debbie Downer story, but it's like dark comedy. So Christy was there when my mom passed away. My mom was our classroom social worker.
Yeah.
And when I tell you that Christy was one of the people who got me through. I mean, I was fine at the funeral and she showed up and I just bawled hysterically. Yeah. Like, who is she? I'm like, my coworker. That woman put up with so much because I would just be like randomly sitting there and I'd be like, today we're going to read. And I would like grab a book and I just would start like snot sobbing. She was like, was so nice and was never like, are you okay? Because if I know that I would step in for her at right. all things. But when people cry, I'm always just like, I'll go get you a snack. Like, what do you need? I don't do the crying.
See, and I'm like an empathetic person.
I'm
when
super empathetic. I think I'm so
I'm
empathetic that I'm like, I am taking on the way you're feeling
crying,
right now. And I don't like feeling uncomfortable. So I'm like, you feel uncomfortable and you're crying. So I'm going to, you want something to eat? like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Well, so I don't know if it's like, because I'm in social studies or what, but you know, the two schools that I've taught at, there it's predominantly been like we've had more than half guys in the department, which is awesome because
I mean,
it's really great
studies,
for
yeah.
schools.
Yeah, social studies.
But when it comes to like the young teachers, it's mostly been guys at both of the schools that I've been to. So if I've had a rough day and I'm like in tears, I'm absolutely not. So one of my schools, I found a teacher bestie in another department. Shout out to Cherie Garner. I love you more than life.
Not dropping the girl government name.
Well, the funny thing is, like, I left the school that she was at, and I hadn't talked to her in a while until this fall. We were in Atlanta, you and me, and we were in Atlanta for something. We were sharing a hotel room, and you were live. And all of a sudden, I get a text from her, and she's like, I'm watching Honest Teacher Vibes live, and you're in the background. And
oh my
she
God.
Started freaking out. And
that's,
it
what
was
a small
so
world.
Cool. It was
what
really
a small
awesome.
World.
And so I was like, no, I have to shout her out on the podcast.
Come on.
I love
call
her
a government
so
name,
much, but love her. She's amazing.
Somebody
going to
steal her identity.
We did like, we just coached.
I'm just playing.
Like that one teacher who got her identity stolen
right.
2 years.
That's
two
insane.
Years. That was crazy.
That's insane. And then
honestly,
the FBI busted in there and arrested her because she was impersonating somebody that had passed away.
But listen, that is some podcast level inventing. Anna Shonda Rhimes needs to get on that one.
Come on,
season
friend.
Season 2 of inventing.
Come on,
teacher.
Friend.
The Tinder swindler. What can we change that to? That's teachery. The teacher creeper.
What?
No.
What? That sounds like when kids' parents try to ask you out.
We'll come back to that one.
Can we circle back?
You're smoking a pack of Marlboro Lights in the car rider line. I'm gonna pass.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
gonna spend the whole rest of the day trying to think of a title for that show.
You should do it.
That doesn't exist.
We'll have people comment.
Tell us what you think.
What could we name that TV show? Then we gotta make something up.
Wait, but which TV show?
The one that's not
the one about the woman.
Oh,
the non-existent one about the woman.
If you don't know this story, I told a story one time about somebody sent this to me because you know people from all over the country send me their stories and I love it. So if you have stories, send it to Honest Teacher Vibes on Instagram.
Or
follow me on TikTok. Don't send it to Roger Shore. We don't know her like that. But
girl,
you can send. I'm just fine. So somebody sent me a story and said that their high school, I can't remember what subject she was teaching, but lady was sitting up there teaching and the freaking FBI bust in and arrested her because for 2 years she had been like a lady had died 2 years before and she had been impersonating that woman for 2 years, like living her life and
educator impersonator.
Oh! Thank you. Now I can take that off my
James.
Educator
quick on his feet over there.
Six-part Netflix
that was
series.
Our producer, guys.
Educator in person. Don't be stealing our ideas out there.
It's already trademarked. I'm so sorry.
But what? Like my thing is
Netflix. You have to give us credit.
Okay. Shout out Hulu drop. But why would anybody want to steal the identity of a teacher?
I was literally going to teach for two years. You took the identity of someone. And you wanted to get paid $35,000 a year and deal with children?
Okay. Right. Like, where was an episode for 2 years?
There was an episode of Criminal Minds where this guy was
Criminal Minds.
Oh, it's my favorite show. He was literally impersonating a bunch of different investment bankers. Like, that's a job you impersonate because you're making a buttload of money. Right. And a teacher.
100%.
And the fact that no one noticed for 2 years, you know what she didn't have? A teacher bestie.
You're not my friend.
No, that's me.
Are you impersonating?
What if somebody steals my identity?
You would notice.
Am I the villain?
I don't think
I'm the villain.
I like to think that this woman had a teacher, but she fooled everyone. Everyone there came up were like, I cannot believe that Joanne wasn't Joanne.
Joanne. Not Miss Bessie. I cannot
Miss
believe.
Joanne Bessie.
Miss Joanne. Miss Peggy Joanne Bessie.
That sounds
like a murderer's name.
Peggy Joanne Bessie.
Well, we don't know that she wasn't.
You think she killed somebody? Maybe that was in the wild.
How do you think she impersonated her?
We watched too much TV. She didn't kill the woman. They'll have rumors get started. She didn't kill the woman.
This is for the Netflix series.
Stop spreading those rumors around.
We're just going to randomly bust out in a song every now and then.
Are we going to have a musical episode one day?
No, because that is a lot of money. Do we have the budget?
Oh, my gosh. You know what, though? Okay, so when I, like, there's times where I've went and complained to my teacher bestie, and I just need to vent, right?
Yes.
But there's times where I've went and complained, and I'm like, okay, let's find a solution to this complaining that I'm doing. Uh-huh. So, because when I first graduated from college, shout out to Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. But when I first graduated from college, I was an admissions counselor at Union for like a year. And our president, like if we were complaining about something, he didn't do complaining. Like, you're not just going to complain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He did solution-based complaining.
Right.
Because what's the purpose of complaining if you're not going to find a solution to it? There's a difference between venting and complaining, right?
Oh, and
venting, you don't want a solution.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. But there's some people that like will complain to multiple different people about, you know what I'm saying, something. And
every time you retell that, you get more amped up.
And so I listened to a podcast called The Secret to Success, that Eric Thomas guy that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And he said, if you complain and you tell the same story to like 5 to 10 different people, you didn't want a solution. You wanted people to feel bad for it. Like, you weren't looking for a solution. You was looking for attention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I try to do, there's certain things that I'm like, okay, there has to be a solution to this. If I'm going to complain about it, sometimes a kid pisses me off and I genuinely need to just vent. But there's certain situations that I'm like, okay, we problem solvers as teachers. Let's find a solution. And of course, the people who are like negative Nancy's at work are like, it's not my job to find a solution. Okay, Betsy.
And I always say, if you're upset about something or you're complaining, that's okay. It's okay to vent and complain.
Right. Facts.
And validate yourself and live in that moment for a second. And then meet with the people that you can know and trust and come up with a solution, because all you're going to do is upset yourself more.
Right.
And then when you finally build up the courage to have that conversation,
right,
you're going to put the person you want to talk to on such a defense. They're not going to hear, they're not going to be receptive to it. And it's just going to snowball the effect. So if you're like, vent and complain, because that is very important to like the all human emotion.
Right.
And then say like, I'm going to sleep on this, and then let's brainstorm ideas tomorrow.
And I've really had to learn, because y'all know me, I'm like really extra. If I get upset about something, it is like I'm like in a heightened state.
Or response to every reaction.
Right. Yeah. So our basketball coach in high school, he used to always say, respond, don't react. Mm-hmm. And like this is what I like about my principal. He's like an even keel kind of person. But I've also learned, when I've been upset about something, I can't just run up on my principal and be like, this is ticking me off and da 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 da. He ain't gonna respond to that, because again, you're a clucking hen. But if I come and I'm like able to, because I always am like, you need to wait until you calm down. Don't go talk 100%. To your principal right now. Mm-hmm. Don't go talk to that teacher that pissed you off that you want to punch in the neck. Don't go talk to
the neck specifically.
In the neck, bro.
That was very specific.
Don't go talk to them while you pissed off, because that things could escalate even more.
Yeah.
So I've learned, but it took me a minute to learn that, because I would literally like, I'd be mad about something and I'd run up on people like, right, this ticked me off. People are immediately gonna get defensive. I would get defensive if somebody ran up on me like that, because the fact of the matter is, as humans, we're automatically, even if we're in the wrong, we're automatically gonna defend ourselves.
Oh, I will. Yeah. I will always.
So I had to learn, if I'm upset about something, I gotta chill first. I go talk to my teacher bestie or get it out.
I think that's.
But I gotta chill first before I take that to.
I think that's why you need teacher, and that's exactly why you need a teacher bestie, right? Because they're gonna sit there, and like, sometimes all you had to do was actually complain. There's not a solution to it, because there doesn't need to be a solution, because you were in your feelings about that. I do that all the time. And then there's also things I've tried to implement. So if you're out there and you have a teacher bestie, give them this advice. Never start a conversation with a why when you're talking to someone you're upset. Why did you rephrase it?
And don't say you.
Yeah.
You
know, like, why
I feel
100%. Because it is bizarre. I was listening to, it was actually, I think, a TikTok. It was like HR TikTok. I don't know why I'm on HR TikTok.
HR TikTok.
And they were saying, never say why. It automatically puts people up in the defensive. And they were actually talking to bosses, talking to their, what do they call?
Employees.
Employees.
Subordinates.
I was going to say subordinates. I hate that word, though.
I know, it sounds like
I don't
militant.
Know how to use it. I know. Like, but they're saying, no, they're automatically going to get defensive, and you're not going to get the response you want. And I remember going into work the next day, and my director was like, why did you? And I was like, we need to rephrase that. And then
you
they did
him?
It. Oh, I.
You be calling
I
people.
Cannot
wow,
be
ta-
I can. I don't
First
know.
First of all, what you're not going
to
do.
Right. I don't know what it was. When I started teaching, is when I figured out how to really stand up for myself, which is, I think, some kind of the opposite, because sometimes teachers get more reserved.
Right.
And so when someone, and I always, we talked about the other, what do I say? Are you okay? If someone gets an attitude with me, I don't know, it's always my, are you okay? And I need to like rephrase it better, because are you feeling okay? Because
I loved your advice. Like, I think we talked about this a while back, but you, like, when someone says something like a little off color to you, and you're like, what did you say?
Can you repeat it again?
Oh, you said it
again. To hear their own mistakes.
They will not say it again. If you hear someone make an inappropriate joke or say something inappropriate to you or about someone else, and you're like, I can either advocate and say, don't say this, or I can be confrontational, or you can do, I'm so sorry, I didn't hear that. What did you say? And they're not going to repeat it if they realize.
It's inappropriate.
So basically, ask them, like, can you explain that to me? I don't get it.
So basically what I've learned from this entire conversation is that I will be taking applications for a teacher bestie.
We are your teacher bestie.
So GM, Mrs. Woolley in fifth on Instagram with your application information.
Some random man is going to come to your school.
You must be a licensed educator, preferably a woman, but, you know, I'm not discriminatory. So, you know, I'll take all applications.
But she only
And I would love to have some more teacher
besties. She needs to know your sign, your horoscope. And if you have a credit card, we can put on file. We need to know what you get from Duncan, also
put that in there.
This is totally random, but I hate when people blame their crappy behavior on their freaking horoscope or their zodiac sign. Like, bro, you was just a jerk in real life. It didn't matter that Venus was in retrograde, fam. You just a mean person.
It's not because you're a Vertigo. You might just be a bad person.
You're just mean.
What is a Vertigo?
Vertigo it's time. We done. You're done. You're done.
We're done.
And so you're done. And it's so time to go. Though, I think it is time that Tal needs a nap. So we're going to go.
And vertigo.
We leave. We love you guys very much. We hope you guys have a fabulous rest of your week. And we will see you guys next time.
And bye, best friends.
Make sure. Wait, we're forgetting the most important part. Make sure that you like and comment. Make sure you subscribe. Join our Patreon, grab some merch, do the whole thing.
All okay. of the things.
All the things.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Honest Teacher Vibes. Bye.